99.1 FM CKXS. As promised today, we've tracked down Lindsay Davidson, who joins us. She's a registered dietitian with the public health unit. And I thought we'd talk a little bit about eating healthy, all of those things that we maybe can focus a little bit of our attention on when it comes to grocery shopping. Man, I'll tell you, Lindsay, grocery shopping has never been like this before, right?
No, things have definitely changed over the last few weeks.
Yeah, indeed. So what do you suggest to people now that we should do differently when it comes to our grocery shopping?
One of the best things you can do is go to the grocery store less often. So more often than not, people before this would go every couple of days, grab a few things here and there. We really want to try to limit how often and how long we're in the grocery store for. So we're really encouraging people to plan your menu in advance, know exactly what you want to buy, have all of that done in advance, go to the grocery store once for the week, and get out as quickly as you can.
Probably the message of don't hoard. Don't think that you're shopping for months in advance here. And from all the food producers that I've talked to, we have plenty of food to go around, so we don't need to be hoarding, though, right now.
And that is so true. So our grocery supply chain is still in place. Nothing has changed. You probably did notice that some items were out of stock, but you're right. It's because people were hoarding. They were buying more than what they needed. You don't worry about that. You'll notice probably over the last week, those grocery store shelves have all been refilled. Now that people are doing a little less of that hoarding, a lot of those items are there when you go in. You may have the odd thing that's not there. There are limits on things. Some stores have, you can only buy one package of toilet paper or one carton of eggs or things like that, so you're not taking too much. But for the most part, all of those items are there. You may not be able to get the brand that you always want, but the items are there. So you don't need to worry about that. You don't need to go overboard. And if you are one of those people that did buy a lot of that extra stuff, now's a really good time to use that as part of your menu planning, and use those items up so that you're not keeping them in your cupboard too long, so you can actually help save some money way too.
Or if you've hoarded and you realize, wow, I really don't need all of this stuff, donate it to a food bank isn't a bad idea either.
No, definitely not. So right now, our food banks and our soup kitchens are really struggling. Our food banks are in desperate need of anything that you can give them. Our soup kitchens also could use a lot of that support. A lot of them have unfortunately had to close down, but there are still some that are operating, and we have all that information on our website under the COVID-19 pages, so please go there. If you're looking for resources as far as which ones are open, their hours change for a lot of them. And we do have some new ones that have opened, which is fantastic. Others are operating more hours. So please go to that site and look for that information.
Great information. Probably more than, well, we probably should have been doing this in the past, but I would have to admit that I was not the cleanest when it came to washing my fruits and vegetables in the past. It's more important now than ever before, right?
Definitely making sure that we're taking care of all of the produce that comes in. One of the best things you can do is wash it all up, cut it all up. That way it's ready to go when you're looking for a snack. The easier things are to eat, the more likely you are to eat them. We want to make sure that we are listening to our bodies throughout this, not just going for the comfort foods that make us feel good, but also nourishing our body with fruits and vegetables as well, so that we can stay healthy throughout all of this.
Yeah, great advice. Anything else you want to add in, Lindsay, that we can do better when it comes to planning our menus and taking care of our families when it comes to feeding them?
Make sure that you're being aware of what's in the house. When I menu plan, we always encourage people to factor in 6 to 7 days' worth of meals. You probably will have some leftovers depending on the size of your family, so keep those in mind as well. And don't forget to have snacks, especially if you have kids at home. And keep those snacks in an easy spot for them to grab. So whether it's fruit on the counter, veggies cut up in the fridge already, but just listen to your body and know that this is a stressful time and you may be more inclined to eat those comfort foods, and that's okay. But listen to your body, go for those healthy things as well.
Mm-hmm. I saw a couple of people on social media doing this, which I really liked, and it was a great way to kind of tie in education and food and keep things interesting in the home. by picking a country that you want to focus on every day. So you could focus on Italy today and talk a little bit about their heritage, their culture, their language, some of the history in Italy, and then finish off the night by having a Italian meal. I mean, that kind of stuff can be fun to do. It keeps things interesting so it doesn't get so blah for families.
That's a fantastic idea. Food is an amazing way to not just learn about culture, but to teach kids how to cook. This is a fantastic time to try to do that. Getting your kids involved in preparing food at home is a great life lesson, but it's also a great way to do math and literacy and all those other things that you want to incorporate in without making it school-like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great advice. That's Lindsay Davidson today, who's a registered dietitian with the Public Health Unit, joining us today. Great advice today, Lindsay. Eat well. Thank you very much for the time and stay safe, okay?
Thank you. You too.